Welcome back, everybody.
I love PV amps, man.
Yeah. Yeah, on a PV amp back in 1984.
This is an important record.
This one?
Yeah, to me.
Oh, this is deeply personal myself. Myself and Ben Folds go... We go back a while. I just read his autobiography, Jar Full of Fireflies. A Dream About Lightning Bugs. I think of A Jar Full of Fireflies
pretty
in the
good,
front
though.
Cover. It's A Dream About Lightning Bugs. Anyway, very parallels me in a lot of ways. Pretty awesome. Check it out. Ben Folds is awesome. But yeah, me and Ben Folds. This used to be my opener for my my original one-man show that was me before the Devils. So in front of the Devils, yeah, I was the opener. So like I am now. Either way, Devil's Advocate is coming up later. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. But right now it's Brian and Evan. That is Evan over there. I am Brian. And you're listening to us on 540 AM as well as 101 FM, the Shaw in Waukesha, as well as 1580 AM and that's WTTN and 92.7 FM out in Madison. Hooray for me. I said all of them all at once. Good for me. I'm remembering things. Let's get back to some actual things that actual people are doing. I know that, Senator Baldwin yesterday faced a defeat when the bill to codify Roe v. Wade was overturned because we can't have nice things. I'm not going to get into that. We'll get into that a little bit tomorrow. But Senator Baldwin, did she get all mad and start yelling about how stupid the Republicans are? No, she went out and introduced more legislation. Senators Baldwin, Elizabeth Warren, and Rep. Schakowsky introduced bicameral legislation to crack down on corporate price gouging. Now, before I get into this, we talked about philosophy. We talked about what do you actually think going into this? What is your philosophy? What do you want to do? What are we trying to do here? We talked about Biden yesterday talking about setting limits to how much you can charge for internet service or basic internet service and things like that. And I'm like, these are productive things. These help millions of people. It helps a lot of people out, especially price gouging by pharmaceutical companies. That's awful. I mean, I think it was Joe Manchin's daughter who completely price gouged insulin. I am directly affected by that. I used to take insulin. I'm now off it because I'm awesome. I happen to have another counter disease that really worked out in my favor. That's really what it was. I happened into it, but it worked out in my favor. So good for me. I can't claim any great thing that happened that I did. Point is that Joe Manchin's daughter completely price gouged Americans, and congratulations to them. And the Shell right now, Exxon, all the big oil companies are price gouging us as well. And rather than deal with the actual problem, which is that only a few corporations control the entire market, we don't have a way for we don't have a next level. We don't have another boss for them to fight. So they just. All right, now how do we make more money? Because this is the problem with excessive constant growth being your driving thing is just to grow. You have to once you get to the point where you can't make any more. You just reached your limit. You go no, we can pare down and cut down out the people that make the product so that we can just make the product with machines, right? And whatever, it's fine. You find different ways to make that growth, quote unquote, happen. So the actual problem is that very few companies control all of it and can do things like price. You don't get to price gouge. It's not like McDonald's can go and say, this is how much that right now our Big Mac is now $10. I mean, it actually kind of almost is, but they can't just say now it's 20. Screw you people, because you're not going to go anywhere else for a Big Mac. Yes, you actually can. You can go to Burger King to get a Big Mac right now.
Get a real Big Mac over at Burger King.
Yeah.
In the Whopper.
That's what they call it. So, whatever. My point is that they have no one to compete with. There's no reason for, there's no actual capitalism going on there. If you can price gouge, the system is broken. So, as much as I applaud these senators for coming forth with legislation to get rid of price gouging. I'm going to read some quotes from them. It's a Band-Aid on the actual problem, which is we've let people control, few people control everything, and corporations have succeeded way too much. Perhaps, maybe like the internet, we could go and give them a gold certificate and say, congratulations, you've won capitalism, and now you've become a government utility. You can get all the profits from it, you and your family, and become a baron over here, and you can have your certificate and have your mansion over there, and you've won capitalism. You go do whatever project you want. Let us not be price gouged by your constant need for growth, because it's harming people. This is a quote from Senator Warren. Prices are rising and consumers are paying more, while giant corporations are using inflation as a cover to expand their profits. This bill would crack down on corporate price gouging by setting tougher rules of the road and enhancing enforcement, and I'm going to fight to get this done. And Senator Warren is looking to... She's looking for someone to go and hammer something out on, and I'm thinking a large price gouging capitalist is probably one of her favorite people to go and hammer things out on, because she's got a lot of anger built up too, and rightful anger, righteous anger. Here's Senator Baldwin. We can lower costs for families across Wisconsin if we take on big corporations who are using a crisis to jack up prices for consumers. During COVID, big oil and those at the top of the food chain have used inflation to boost record profits. Go check it, folks. While working families have paid the price, the legislation will shine a light on price hikes and help prevent big corporations from exploiting a period of inflation to gouge consumers with higher costs. Again, it's a band-aid of the larger problem in that we've let and we worship people who have won capitalism.
I don't know. With companies making record profits, you know, like hand over fist, hundreds of percent more profits than they were years ago, we just need to put up billboards, TV ads. We need to show people, like, look, no, you can't have crippling inflation and record profits. Like,
I don't think anybody knows or cares, because they want to be that, or they're just worried about paying their gas prices, and they'd rather either blame Biden.
Sure.
If you're on one side. Or hate the corporation if you're on the other side. And there's a lot more things going on than that. Either way, give me a call, 844-967-2789. You're the coolest.